Right, Chantel, your story was so touching that I had to call you up and talk to you and say, hey, you've got to share the story with us because it's absolutely amazing. Right, tell us your story in a short way of the long version that you gave us.
I went through 6 years of hell. I was in a very abusive relationship. It took my daughter to open my eyes and help me build the strength up and realize I had to get away from this. We moved down to KZN and started over. We came and were sitting in our car and that was it. I managed to get a job here, just started getting settled here. On the 10th of December last year, on my way to work, I was hit head-on by a drunken driver. How I got out the car alive, only by the grace of God. It was the worst thing that I've ever experienced in my life. From the paramedics who helped me to the new people I've found in my life down here, I'm now walking again. The doctors didn't think I would. I've got the use of my arm back. They didn't think I'd get that. I had 9 broken bones, was in surgery for 7 hours. I needed 6 pints of blood. And 2 weeks later, they released me from hospital. I'm being told I'm a walking miracle, and it feels like it every day. I appreciate every single thing I have. No matter how bad things get, I'm here to fight it.
Wow.
What? And it's just amazing.
Well, you know, I had goosebumps as you told me the last part. I mean, you know, I thought that the first part of your story was amazing when you got away from the abusive relationship. But at a head-on collision, when you had the head-on collision, what was your mind thinking? Did you, that split second, before that split second, what is your mind thinking?
It's the weirdest thing. I never passed out or anything in the accident. I stayed conscious through the whole thing. And there was cars coming straight to me, and I remember thinking, if I can just try and squeeze through, then he'll miss me. Mm. He hit me. I still remember the song that was playing on the radio and wondering to myself, how's your radio still working? I couldn't move because both my arms were broken, so I couldn't open doors, and people just came from everywhere. 5 to 7 in the morning on a Saturday morning, there was just people surrounding me. Mm. They managed to get the car open. Within 20 minutes, the paramedics was there. It was unbelievable. On Thursday before Easter in Spa, I actually ran into the paramedic to help me out the car, and he stayed with me.
Wow.
And yeah, that was quite a special moment.
You know, Chantel, you talked about an accident. That is like a life moment, but a moment where it flashes right in front of you.
It's very, until you're there, you don't understand it. And people often say to me, aren't you angry with this person? Aren't you cross that it happened to you? And aren't you asking why you? Mm. And not once have I had those thoughts. I'm not angry at that person.
Yeah.
The scars I have and the injuries I have, I will have for the rest of my life. Mm. It's a constant reminder. But all I can think about is I made it.
Mm.
I was protected. And the people, it was a Saturday morning, and on the Sunday, there were 40 people who came to see me in hospital. I hadn't even lived here for 2 years yet. And the prayers I got and the support I got from people I hardly knew, it's just totally amazing.
You know, Chantel, I think a lot of people go through stages in their life when they feel that they've hit the rock bottom board. I think you've hit the barrel right there. You've been there.
I'm driving down here with only my clothes and my car. To me, that was my lowest. And when you're in that ambulance and you're wondering, am I going to get through this? And the doctor puts you under and says, we're going to see how strong your body is and keep you in a coma until you're strong enough to wake up. And you don't know if you're going to wake up that day, the next day, the next week.
Mm.
And to open your eyes 8 hours later, and there's your daughter next to you, and you know everything's okay. She's my absolute guardian angel.
Wow. Chantel, your story has blessed many people today. I can validate that because it has blessed me. Thank you for being a blessing on the show, and have yourself a wonderful Mother's Day, and thank you for sharing with us that amazing story.
Much.